SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, February 2 observed as World Wetlands Day, and later or Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Let's go Roundabout JA right after this.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, has spearheaded a slew of activities in observance of World Wetlands Day, WWD, celebrated annually on February 2. This year's theme is Wetlands for Disaster Risk Reduction. The observance will allow countries around the world to increase awareness about the importance of wetlands in mitigating the effects of natural disasters.
It really brings home the importance of wetlands, the value of wetlands to us as Jamaicans. We depend on our wetlands for food. Some areas are nurseries. Some areas are what we refer to as swamp, salt marsh areas, ponds, rivers. And for us as an island, we depend heavily on our wetlands.
Senior Public Education and Community Outreach Officer at NEPA, Ava Tomlinson. She says the parish of St. Thomas has been selected as the national focus site for this year's observance.
We will be having an expo as well as wetlands oratory competition at the Anglican Church Hall in Morant Bay.
In terms of activities for the rest of the week, from February 1 to 3, the Discovery Bay Marine Laboratory will mount displays at the University of the West Indies, Mona, while the Port Royal Marine Laboratory and Biodiversity Center will be hosting tours of its facilities, an open day and boat tours on February 2 and 3. The UWE Alligator Head Marine Lab in Portland will be planting mangroves at Salt Creek in Port Antonio, and the Montego Bay Marine Park will be doing its planting of mangroves at several locations in the parish of St. James on February 4. Activities for World Wetlands Day will culminate on February 7 with the Institute of Jamaica IOJ's display, wetland tours and games at Mason River Clarendon.
Under Vision 2030, the government will provide first-class education for students like me.
Goal 1, Outcome 2 of Vision 2030 aims to provide world-class education and training. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. This Jamaican recording artist was born in Clarendon on October 6, 1946, and recorded hits such as Sweet William and Bloodshot Eyes. Dubbed the Blue Beat Girl, she was conferred with the Order of Distinction. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
This is my appeal, Jamaica. Give blood for it.
Give blood and give the gift of life. So safe you don't have to think twice. Do what you can for one another.
Yeah, ma.
Be a hero, be a blood donor.
Yeah, yeah, me people, watch it.
Give blood.
For your sister and your brother, save the life of another. You might never know.
Give blood.
As you love a life, you love many people. One blood, the father says so.
One
sign out to them. Be a blood donor. Many people. One blood.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Millie Small.
My boy, you made my heart.
Look out for more fun facts about your favorite local music icons for the month of February. And before we go, remember the JIS Blood Drive on February 7 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 58A Halfway Tree Road, Kingston 10. Visit at any time throughout the day and give someone the gift of blood. Call 926-35904 or email your name and contact details to radio@jis.gov.jm. See you then. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.